For almost a month, the New South Wales Premier has insisted the lockdown measures put in place, slowly at first, were what was needed to bring the COVID outbreak to heel. Well, today, Gladys Berejiklian effectively ran up the white flag, declaring the situation is now a national emergency that can't be stopped without additional vaccines being funneled into the state. Speaking after a national cabinet meeting late today, the Prime Minister ruled that out. We'll have the latest from Canberra shortly. In New South Wales, there were 136 new cases of infection reported, again the highest number yet, and at least 70 of them were in the community for all or part of their infectious period. More Western Sydney suburbs will now be under tougher restrictions, and there's a desperate effort to get more essential workers vaccinated. Gavin Coote begins our coverage.
In running through the daily numbers, Premier Gladys Berejiklian hailed yet another record for testing in New South Wales. Almost 87,000 people got a COVID swab, but that was the extent of the good news.
The situation that exists now in New South Wales, namely around southwestern and now western Sydney suburbs, is regarded as a national emergency.
136 new cases and yet another COVID death. An 89-year-old man, the sixth since the city's Delta outbreak. With no sign of a turnaround with infection numbers, the Premier flagged the need for a rethink on vaccines.
Now, what we've done as a government is refocus our efforts in distributing vaccines in southwest Sydney. We have a micro plan for how we will get not only more doses of AstraZeneca in arms, but we also have to acknowledge that that is a very young population in those communities, and we need at least more first doses of Pfizer.
Fairfield, Canterbury, Bankstown and Liverpool in the southwest have been the big areas of concern. But fears of a spillover into nearby areas have come to pass this week. And now two neighbouring council areas will be under tighter lockdown rules, allowing only essential workers to travel outside the area.
The Cumberland local government area is about where Liverpool and Bankstown are in terms of the spread. Blacktown isn't yet, but in order to contain the virus, we're extending it to Blacktown as well.
The severity of the situation there is playing on the minds of many locals. Mechanical engineer Asan Siddiqui lives in Guildford, part of the Cumberland local government area, and thinks the stronger rules make sense. He's about to get his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
So I would probably go there, and then I have an appointment for my kid for speech therapy. It's basically not only therapy, but assessment as well, like how much delay he has. So it needs to be somewhat physical or face-to-face. Otherwise, on phone, you can't assess. So that's the two things. These are the most important things.
But for many in this part of Western Sydney, it's simply not an option to stay at home during the lockdown, something the Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant, was keen to acknowledge.
They are doing critical food production, critical work to keep society functioning. And we are seeing cases introduce the virus into various workplaces.
The Premier Gladys Berejiklian has promised a roadmap in the coming days to give Sydneysiders some clarity about the months ahead and could possibly involve targeted restrictions in COVID hotspots. Emmanuel Severage from the Maryland's Chamber of Commerce, covering the Cumberland area, says essential businesses and workers are going to need more support.
If you look at the Fairfield area, if you look at Seven Hills area, there's a lot of manufacturing plants, there's a lot of food sectors. And again, within the food sectors, if I'm wanting to sort of decide whether I need to keep my manufacturing plant open tomorrow or not, it's very critical that that information is made available to me. I mean, let's look at it purely from a business perspective, right? I would rather have, and I'm sure our members would rather have, a complete lockdown over, let's say, a 2 to 4 week period, you know, the community spread stops and we're back on our feet, then if we sort of do things halfway, it does not stop the community spread. So the lockdown is half and half, but continues for months on end.
One expert thinks there is room for thinking about ways of easing some restrictions while tightening up on others sometime soon. Deakin University Chair of Epidemiology Catherine Bennett argues it could just take a little fine-tuning and patience to ensure the lockdown does its job.
Part of the challenge is that a lot of people are saying it's not working. But in fact, that while it's over 100 cases a day and that is really, you know, worrying to people, it is true that, you know, actually holding the cases at 100 a day with the Delta variant shows you that what you're doing is working and shows it's actually doing a lot just to hold it. you just have to get that extra bit now to bring the numbers down. And I think that's absolutely what everyone's working on. But if the community understands how every individual action helps just stop one more chain of transmission in that virus, how that then gets rid of the next 20 cases that don't happen as a result of that, then we're in a better place.
Deakin University epidemiologist Catherine Bennett ending Gavin Coote's report.